China may have been looking to plant a spy in Australia's parliament. The allegations aired by Australia's Channel 9 this weekend assert that China had tapped a 32-year-old luxury car dealer in Melbourne to run for office. Beijing allegedly offered the Chinese-Australian man Nick Zhao $680,000 to fund a campaign. Zhao reported this to the Australian Security Intelligence Organization last year. At a press conference today, Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison called the allegations deeply disturbing, but urged caution before a rush to judgment.
And I refer you to the Director General's statement, which said that these matters were already under investigation. And those investigations are continuing. I would caution anyone leaping to any conclusions about these matters. That's why we have these agencies. I'm not, but I do find the allegations troubling and disturbing.
Adding to the intrigue, Nick Zhao was found dead in a hotel room in Melbourne in March. Police have not been able to establish how or why he died. The Chinese Communist Party denied any attempts to meddle in Australia's internal affairs. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Gang Zhuang said that China has always pursued the principle of non-interference in other countries' domestic politics. He said that China has never tried to, nor is interested in, meddling with other countries' internal affairs. Still, it's not hard to understand why China would want a spy within the halls of Australia's parliament.
If you're in parliament, you have access to the party room. You have access to corridor gossip. You have access to the proceedings of committees on budget and national security.
That's Paul Monk. He's a security analyst and former head of the China desk at Australia's Defence Intelligence Agency. He says access to parliamentary data would be a treasure trove for a foreign intelligence service. Monk also said that a spy could become a loud voice for your cause.
He's your own agent. And so he's able to speak in the federal parliament with apparent credibility, but from a Chinese national interest point of view.
Also, one Chinese-Australian elected to parliament can lead to more. Australia's had very few Chinese-Australians elected to national office.
If you're a member of parliament, you become a kind of banner bearer for the idea of more Chinese-Australians getting into politics.
Monk added, though, trying to grow more Chinese-Australian politicians by planting a spy in parliament, not a great recipe for long-term success.